Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep instead of the In the Mood.
Where's your mama gun?
Where's your mama gun?
Little baby gun.
Little baby gun.
Where's your mama gun?
Where's your mama gun? Far, far away.
Where's your papa gun?
Where's your papa gun?
Of course, it takes a while to get to the hook, which explains why we'd be playing it. Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep.
We could go back to half hour ago, I Believe in Miracles. That was a good one.
Well, that was good.
It's still playing in my head.
Oh. We are joined this morning by Kim, Sherry, and Anne-Marie.
Good morning.
Also known as Chicks Against Hunger. They stop by every once in a while, and they have an event coming up, and there is the Girls' Night Out, Tuesday, May 12th, over at Smitty's Place. Ladies, good morning. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
All right, so what is new at this year's Girls' Night Out?
Well, we have gone Hollywood this year. We have red carpet. We have the paparazzi. So come on out and be prepared to get your picture taken.
Red carpet.
Yes. Huh? We're getting fancy.
Oh, wow. This is all, of course, to benefit the St. Mary's Choice Food Pantry in Lorain. Now, when you do these certain things, sometimes you have different places that benefit from the food that you raise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a new beneficiary for us this year.
How did that come about, or who kind of brings that to your attention that there's the need in those areas?
Friend of a friend, I'm going to say, that somebody who's been a good supporter of Chicks Against Hunger over the last few years is involved with the St. Mary's Food Pantry. So at the beginning of the year when we were looking at who we should have as our beneficiary this year, we interviewed a few different organizations, and this one just kind of stood out to us as one that we would like to support, again, as always, right here in our community. So,
how many major events do you do now per year?
We do two large events a year. We have this one every spring, and then we have our annual summer food drive.
And the summer food drive is usually outdoors, right?
Outdoors, and this year it's going to be Sunday, August 9th. And it's always outdoors. We make it easy. It's a drive-through kind of process because we know families are busy in the summer. So we do all the work. You just show up with the food and we'll unload it for you.
But this one here, Girls' Night Out on Tuesday, May 12th at Smitty's in Elyria. I've been to one or two of these in the past, even though Bruce, it's a Girls' Night Out. And I actually won one of these door prizes.
Yay.
Once upon a time.
They're not bad, aren't they?
So what do you have on tap this year? Any idea yet?
We have 50 items you can win this year. It is amazing the generosity that we've had. We have everything from O'Malley's chocolate basket.
Yeah, lots of jewelry pieces that have been donated. We have some restaurant gift cards that have been donated.
We also have this really cool, this was donated by North American Breweries. It is an Adirondack chair and umbrella, and it's made with hockey sticks. So if hockey fans out there, come on out. You'll love this chair. We also have these large inner tubes. And so if people out there with pools or, you know, like to go to the lake, either two large inner tubes, and then they have where you can have your beverages stored in the center of them. So, another fun item.
That's for you, Bruce.
I have one of those.
Oh, actually. Of course you do.
And also for the ladies, we have some Nerium cream and some Dysport, also known as Botox, that's been donated in case any of the ladies are looking for something like that.
Not that anybody has wrinkles, but, you know, prevention.
Not these chicks.
Yeah. I guess so.
I got to tell you, though, I think this is the first time we've had anyone in studio where they're talking about an event where you can get some Botox.
Non-invasive. Topical.
Right, Craig. Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, we got those weird stories of people trying to, you know, have different things injected to get away the wrinkles.
Injections.
But obviously this is a more of a, as you say, a topical.
Yes.
Thing
yes.
Like that. Collecting all these items, I guess you have to tell the people what you do, and that's how the items come to you from the different organizations that want to help out in their own way to get the people to come in and donate the non-perishable food items as well. And I guess that is the price of admission, right?
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, we make it really easy for folks. Just bring some non-perishable food items, and as you enter the door and walk up the red carpet and get your picture taken, we're going to weigh the, not you, but your food that you donated. Don't worry. And then we're going to put you into a couple different categories as far as what the weight of your donation was, and we're going to draw one name out of each of those weight classes, and each of those folks are going to win a great prize as well. So, plus there's a prize for the person who brings the heaviest donation. So don't be shy. The non-perishable food donation will get you admission into the event, and we have lots of great appetizers provided by Smitty's that night.
So normally on like a red carpet, you have the ladies come in with some kind of an outfit, and they have a little clutch, you know, or some kind of accessory. Here, they're going to be carrying large grocery bags and boxes things.
Like that. Right. Yes, that will be your accessory for the night.
I like that. What goes with paper towel rolls and peanut butter? I'm not sure what to dress today for that. Again, it's at Smitty's Place at 368 Bridge Street in Elyria, coming up on Tuesday, May 12th from 6 to 9 o'clock. What do you enjoy most about it? How much fun do you get to have there? Or are you guys doing all the counting, weighing, and getting everything organized?
I really enjoy meeting all the people that come out to the event. There's so many generous people out there, and they really want to make a difference. And they really want to make a difference in Lorain County, and that's our mission.
And it's a chance to have them to come out and fun in a different way to kind of bring those non-perishable items out to help out. As well, we thank you for stopping in this morning.
We have a gift for you guys.
Oh, okay.
don't be nervous. One of the items that we're going to have at our event this year is our new Chicks Against Hunger cup. That is a color changing cup, like a mood cup. When you put something cold in it, it's going to turn orange. So we brought these cups for you guys as a little gift to say thanks for having us on the air this morning.
We appreciate
that.
Thank you.
Cupola is what we like to add to that.
Or Chicola.
Okay, however you want to do that too. We appreciate you stopping in, and people always can check you out on Facebook as well, or your website.
Please.
To find out what else you're doing along the way, and just to remind, because I'm sure you probably have pictures posted of some of the nice items that are part of the
Absolutely,
the
check
raffle.
Them out.
We appreciate you coming in. Thanks for sharing a little bit of the time, and let me see if I get the, well, I didn't, I missed the music that we were supposed to have here, so we'll just have to go with the chicken
like
music
sing?
This minute.
We'll let him redo that.
I believe in miracles. Well, that's good. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having us.